Patient name, first name Donis, spelled D-O-N-N-I-S. Last name Muskiet, M-U-S-K-I-E-T. Date of birth, 8/12/48. Date of service, 1/20/23. This is a 74-year-old female patient here with a complaint of being hard of hearing. She thinks it is due to an excessive amount of wax in her ears, and so she wanted that to be checked today. She has no other complaint today. Period, new paragraph. What caused her to come in is that she is involved with her church, and on Thursday nights she is earning, she said, some type of a doctorate degree, and so she's attending classes at her church. So patient is having trouble hearing during those teaching sessions. She would come in today and want to be evaluated, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure elevated here at the office, but patient tells me at home it's running 127 systolic. Today it is elevated in the 1 diastolic here was 86, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, or rather, pulse 77, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 98% at home. Once again, this morning her blood pressure was 127 systolic at her residence. I've asked her to keep a log. Period, new paragraph. Allergies to codeine and penicillin products, current medications reviewed. No changes by me today. Medical history, hypertension, hypothyroid, gastroesophageal reflux, migraine, headaches, depression, period, new paragraph, surgical history, hysterectomy, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, obese. She's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Ears, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, a very minimal amount of cerumen in the right ear canal. Left ear canal is clear. Oral pharyngeal area clear as well. Neck, no thyroglial masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is morbidly obese. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hard of hearing. A patient will be referred to an audiologist for further workup and evaluation. Period. New paragraph. If an audiologist cannot be found here in Cleveland, we will then refer her to a ear, nose, throat doctor for further evaluation. Patient is a probable candidate for a hearing aid. I've discussed all this with her. She understands. She will return PRN.